This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Thousands of people are expected to take part on Sunday the 20th in the Hunger Run event around the streets of central Rome to raise money for hunger eradication. Organised by the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, and the other Rome-based UN agencies, the event consists of a 10-kilometre competitive race and a 5-kilometre walk or run, and the proceeds will be used to support a livestock project in the Sudan. The fundraising event is also replicated in some 20 other countries around the world. I spoke to Sharon Lee Cowan, Chief of Outreach at FAO, to find out more details.
Hunger Run is a chance for us, in effect, to lighten up a bit. We think that the aims and objectives and mandates of our Rome-based organizations are really very important, but kind of heavy and hard for people to relate to. The battle against hunger, saving biodiversity, emergency feeding operations, rural development, heavy and hard for people to get a grip on. And the Hunger Run is an occasion when we get together with the people of Rome and the surrounding areas, and we do something enjoyable together, go for a walk or a run on a Sunday morning in Rome with the streets closed to traffic. And at the same time, we're doing something good. We're financing the expansion of a field project in a poverty-stricken country.
So you're trying to harness, shall we say, the power and popularity of sport to help, you know, get across this message and mobilize people who might not otherwise be necessarily listening to what's coming out of the FAO.
Well, the FAO and the other agencies, IFAD, World Food Program, and Bioversity International, many times people ask us, well, it's great, you're doing good work, I'm sure, but how can we be involved? How could we help? What could we do? And so this is one of the ways where we offer people a way to engage and physically get up off the sofa and do something.
And do people also relate to the fact that there is a moral imperative to help the world's hungry, given that there's so many hundreds of million people in the world who are either chronically hungry or malnourished, whereas we in the West throw away a third of our food?
I think that the time for this issue has come. There were years not that long ago when it felt like an uphill battle selling this story of, oh, there are so many hungry people, and no one was listening. But now people are starting to understand that it's a food system. The entire planet is made up of food systems, and we're all involved in it, whether we like it or not, as consumers, as educators, as parents. In everything that we do, we are part of our own food system. And so what we do here is closely connected with what's somebody's reality in the northern state of Sudan, for example.
But it's not just in Rome. I gather that a hunger run is being organized every year in around 20 countries around the globe.
That's right. On average, for the last few years, it's been around 20 of our decentralized offices, FAO decentralized offices, working sometimes in coordination with the other agencies who do this. And we won't know until sort of the end of the month which ones, which countries did what, because we don't require them to report in advance on what kinds of activities they're planning around World Food Day, but we'll know later this month.
And typically, how much money is raised for your designated project?
Well, each entry is 10 euros, and it depends how many people turn out. But 100% of the funds raised go towards the field project, the anti-hunger field project.